Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee, and I've got my Apostle Prophet bro, Apostle Jeremy Scott Gibbs, on the line right now.
Amen.
Can you hear me, brother?
Can you hear me? Absolutely. Can you hear me? All right.
I can hear you. Looks like we've got other people joining in the room right now. God bless you. We're glad to have you tonight. We honor you for your presence tonight on the broadcast. Tonight, this is the Prophetic Roundtable. We do it every Monday night. Tonight's subject is A Word for Nations, and we are still on the series. The series of Rise of Manifesting Sons, and tonight we're going to talk about prophetic feast or famine. We're still on the feast or famine thing, Apostle Jeremy Scott Gibbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's on your mind tonight about feast or famine, brother? I got some things on my mind tonight. And you guys know if you got here, then you got the memo already, so you're in a good place. We are governmental officials here of a kingdom that has no ending, and so we are excited about our eyes being enlightened, the understanding of our eyes being enlightened, that we awaken and become the manifested sons that we really are. So we're excited to be here with you tonight. Go ahead, Apostle. Jump right in. We only got a few minutes.
No, one of the things that I've just been thinking about is what season we're in. We need to seize the opportunity. That's what the Lord has been directing
me to.
And I think everybody else needs it. What is in front of you? I think back many times the Lord has come to me and he's echoed the words that he spoke to Moses, and he said, what is in your hand? What is in front of you?
I think so many times,
and I've been guilty of it. I know, possibly you've probably been guilty of it,
have.
Where we're waiting on something. We're waiting
on God.
We're thinking, okay, we're waiting for God, and he's going, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to get yourself in gear and get things going. And we're like, but Lord, I've been waiting on you. And he's like, well, you know, get up and get going. And so it's been because I'm so strongly about being led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. That's the three most important things to me. I have gotten into places where I was so consumed with being led by the Spirit that I wasn't moving.
Yes.
I wasn't going forward.
Yes.
And
well, you know,
what I've realized about
that's
being
that religious training, Apostle. That's that religious training where
absolutely.
We're talking waiting on the Lord means we're not doing anything. And not realizing that he's already given us everything that we need, and it's in our hands, and all we've got to do is move with what he's already given us. Go ahead.
Exactly. So there's been so many times in my life where I have been sitting there, and I'm literally waiting to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit of God is saying to me, if you would get up moving, then I would direct you. You know, and I
realize
that scripture, the one scripture says, whether you turn to the left or to the right, you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk
behind
in.
You.
All those,
come on, right behind
all those, yeah, we've got to understand that all of those verses, all of those insights that we're talking about are motion insights. They're not stagnant insights. They're not sitting still insights. They're motion insights.
Sir.
And so I see in this season it's time for God's people to rise up, not in religious mindsets, not in religious attitudes, but to look and say, okay, Lord, what have you put in my hand that I need to throw down? In a manner of speaking, figuratively, what do I need to throw down? You know, when we use that in the world, a lot of times nowadays, when we say throw down, that's we're gonna fight. We're gonna get at it. We're gonna fight. We're gonna throw down right now. And so, but with Moses, it was obviously a literal thing where he threw down the staff, and it became, you know, it came alive, literally. And then he seized it, and it, you know, once again was a staff. And so I hear the Lord saying to the people of God, what is in your hand? What do you need to throw
That's
down
it.
With? It's time to, you know, the
mm-hmm.
it's time to fight. We're in a good fight. It's a fight of faith.
Absolutely.
And so what
absolutely.
Do you need to, you know, what do you need to throw down on? And myself, and possibly you know this, I've gotten back into the construction environment, and things are just
yes.
taken off huge in a huge way,
yeah.
and it's opened up so many other doors with people. I've ministered to people.
Mm-hmm.
I've had
mm-hmm.
opportunities. And so, and it's also afforded me another stream of income to where I can
Absolutely.
Do things. I can access different areas.
You can move
areas.
About.
Can,
you can
you know,
actually function in some of the things that God has called you to do.
Absolutely. And that's not to say that
yeah.
I didn't do, you know, I've talked with a number of people and I said, you know, I went for a full 7 years without being in the construction field. I was still doing things, you know, little
mm-hmm.
side things and my own personal stuff. But I
wasn't, not as your profession.
Wasn't making my living.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my profession. I wasn't
Absolutely.
Receiving an income for doing that. And now that
yeah.
I'm back into it, I have a different mindset. So I've done full-time ministry, and I've done full-time construction, and now I'm doing both. And so
both.
It's a balance, but the Spirit of God allows you to do the balance. And so we're ramping up on a number of things, you and I, Apostle Lee, about you know
yeah.
some of our conferences coming up. We need to mention those again.
Yeah.
Keep building
Absolutely.
Up the excitement about that. But that's what's
Absolutely.
Really on my
we got
mind.
People already
what's
ready to come out
hand?
And say it about those conferences. What's in your hand? Listen,
Absolutely.
Obama, and the word of the Lord says, rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord
yep.
has risen upon you. Listen, that rise and shine is a doing thing, you know. And when
yeah.
we start talking about the glory, I've been talking about this a lot because I'm really excited about this definition that the Holy Spirit gave me about glory, because so oftentimes in the church, there's not a clarity or an understanding about the words that we're using, what they mean. We throw them
right.
around as if they are just, you know, these mysterious words. And God just spoke to me so clearly. He said, the glory of God is the doings of God. That's so
yeah,
simple.
Absolutely.
And it makes so much
yep.
sense, you know. And while you're talking about this thing about getting up and moving and seizing the moment, these are, you know, words that we've had over the last couple of months. This season of manifesting was last month. And now this in this season, the month of August is the month of now. That's what God has been speaking
right.
to me. It's now. You know, it's the month of now. It's also
yeah.
a month of inheritance. We've crossed over. And so now that we've
yeah.
crossed over, we've got to do what we need to do to settle in the land. That may mean war. That means patience. That means maintenance. That means remembrance. That means remembering the principles of God. Because a lot of times when we come into a place where there's a feast, we forget God. You know, people get
yeah.
something that they want. They start operating in some things that they've always wanted to do and that kind of thing. And they just forget about God, you know. Okay, you was walking
yep.
before. Now you got a car, and now you just forgot God. You got a job now. Now you forgot. You
right.
get six figures now. Now you don't remember no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like
yep.
young ladies. Okay, now you got your little boyfriend. Now you done forgot everybody. Now you don't know nobody no more. Okay, we see where you at now. You know what I'm saying? You smelling yourself.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. But you know what? There may come a time when you might need us again, so you may not want to piss everybody off just because you got your little boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? You may not
right.
want to do that. Okay? So,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We're talking about feast or famine. And, Apostle, we started talking about the administrative anointing last week. And we mentioned Joseph, but there's so many other things.
Yeah.
I've been hearing the word of the Lord on this as well, as we're talking about feast and famine. And the reason I named it that was because there is a season that we have to seize the moment, and God is really doing downloads, supernatural downloads into his people in this season to prepare us for what's to come. And understand, we
yeah.
are not like these last day prepper kind of people. We don't need to do all that, but we do need to follow instruction. And you remember how Isaac was in the same land that his father was in another season. And when his father was in the land, he left and went back to Egypt because there was a famine in the land. But when Isaac was in the land, he was given very specific instructions to go to the very specific place in that land and stay there. He said, listen, stay there. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. Yes, there's a famine, but I'm
yeah.
going to show you how to have a feast in the famine. And that's the nature of God. It really is the
yep.
nature of God concerning his people, and we want to point that out to you tonight, that there's no need to worry or have great concern about these matters, but what you do need to do is be open in this season to be able to hear what God is saying, because so many people, Apostle, have gotten comfortable in their religious mindset and in these overtones of religion, and they've gotten comfortable in a famine place. You can really get comfortable in famine, just like people can get comfortable
Absolutely.
In slavery. Children of Israel got comfortable. They wound up with Stockholm syndrome. They left out of there and they were still loving their captives. Well, I remember when,
Absolutely.
And, you know, I wish I could just be back by the flesh pot. You know what I'm saying? And you
yep.
brought us out here to kill us, not understanding that, no, you're being brought out of a place not to take something away from you, but to get something to you. And so I'm excited
Absolutely.
About that because I, you know, it was a year ago. I feel like something was just crawling on me, Apostle. It was a year ago. And, It was a fly in here, so I'm about to go bananas. It was a year ago. My mother is in stitches right now in the kitchen. It was a year ago, and some things were going on with me relationally. And I was really feeling some kind of way. You remember, Apostle, I was sharing some of those things with you. I was really in a place,
yep.
You know, but when I really woke up and I realized that God is, he's removing some things. He's removing some people to get some things and some and another circle to me. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to clean my circle so that he can do the things that he promised. And once I realized what he was doing, I was okay with that. A lot of people aren't okay with God moving people out of their lives. They go to running after him. I'm not running after nobody in this season. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying go.
Yep.
Do you need me to help you out the door? If that's where you're headed, let me help you. Let me help you get your
uh-huh.
stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's where I am, Apostle. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And so it's, again, I'm thinking of, you know, when you're talking feast and famine,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about it, you and I personally, and we hadn't gotten into
yes.
it fully, and I was just looking up to find the exact prophetic word, but there was a prophetic word that's come forth, I think it was
yes.
a couple of years ago, actually, that after the new president mm-hmm. came in, that there would be a Joseph season where we'd have 7 years of feasting and then 7 years of famine.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I heard that recently again, refreshed me, and I began to talk to the Lord about it, and he said, what I need my people to do is, first of all, again, what I started out the broadcast talking about, is what's in your hand, what's in front of you. Don't wait
yes.
for this to line up and that to line up and this thing to line up before you do
use
something.
What you got.
Get up.
Use what you
get
have.
Up, what's in front of you. Use what you got. Do what you know. Do what's in front
right.
of you. You know, I've got a 2 year. You know, Apostle Lee, you and I've talked. I've got a 2 year plan, but I've also got some
yes.
other investments and some other opportunities the Lord has directed me to. And if those manifest
yes.
before that, then I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
Then that's going to accelerate my plan. But either way, I've got a plan in place where I'm
you
like, okay, Lord, I've
got
to have a plan. You know, to man belong the plans
mm-hmm.
of the heart. From the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. So I got to put my plan
in
place
to tell you.
And then listen
yes.
for the voice of God
yeah,
to tell me what parts of the plan to adjust, what parts of the plan to get rid of, and what parts to
yes.
stand fast on. That's what I have to do. And it says commit your plans to the Lord, and they will succeed. So that's what I'm
and
doing.
And they will succeed. That's right.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
So we're talking.
It's, go
yeah.
ahead, man of God.
No, I was just saying about
look,
the
we
started
we
talking about the feasting and the famine. And so
yes.
what we need to do in this season is if you know, Jesus scolded the Pharisees because they didn't recognize
yes.
the season. They didn't recognize what was going on. He said you can look
that's
at the
right.
sky and say what kind of weather you're going to have, but you can't tell the day of
that's
your appearing.
Right.
And there's so many believers in the church today, unfortunately, that are oblivious to what the Spirit of God,
yeah.
you know, that's what Revelation, the first two chapters of Revelation talk about. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And so there's a word coming forth in the body of Christ, and it's what's in front of you, and are you recognizing the season that's in front of you? Are you in a season, you said it, they get comfortable in the famine. I don't think they realize they're in famine. They don't even get that they're in famine. They just become comfortable with it. People can become very comfortable in a place of poverty and have a poverty mentality, and even you know, if by some chance they inherit money or they, I don't know, they win a lotto or something like that, they come into money, they don't get out of that poverty mentality. That poverty mentality carries over with them. And so what I'm speaking about tonight is what season are you in? Are you in a feasting season or are you in a famine season? What's in front of you and what do you need to be doing? And how are you
right.
doing it? What are you, you know, are you going after it with all your might and saying, okay, Lord, I've committed my plan. I'm listening to you. I'm
right.
I'm operating in what you want me to do. And if you're in a time, here's the thing about Joseph. If you're in a time of feasting, that's not the time to be foolish. Now, that doesn't mean you live like a pauper when you're in a time of feasting. But when I heard that prophetic word, I said, what do we need to do? And he said, the people of God need to be mindful of the resources that I'm putting in their hands so that when the times of famine come, not that they'll be affected by the famine. If you go back and you study it, Egypt, everybody was hit by the famine, but Egypt, under Joseph's instruction, under Joseph's wisdom, had stored up. And what happened was everybody else that had not been stored up, they had been foolish, kind of like the parable of the 10 virgins, they had not stored up. And so everybody had to come to Egypt to get what they needed to keep living, to keep, you know, going. And because of that, Egypt secured land and livestock and all gold
absolutely.
And silver, all sorts of things that these people had to you know, give up. And so the Lord said,
oh, yeah,
I'm going to transfer the wealth of the wicked and the wealth of
absolutely
the foolish into the hands of the people
yeah
of God, because
mm-hmm
they're going to be the ones with the resources that other people need in that time of famine. Because I thought about
and
it.
And that's
I said, okay, Lord,
exactly where we are, Apostle. I believe Isaiah 23:18, powerful verse, talks
yeah
about Tyre and the power of the of that commerce, that place of commerce, and how the Father was going to take that that stuff that they had laid up, and it was no longer going to be laid up, but it was going to be distributed amongst those who dwell in his presence. What I love about the Lord is that no matter where you are in this season, God has prepared a way of escape for you. All you have to do is turn. You know, it's just about
yeah
a turning. It's just about a returning to him, returning to his principles, his precepts, his ideas. And if you do that,
yep,
then he's got a solution. You know, we talked about Isaac, but then there's the concept of this, Apostle. How about the woman with the oil? There were two different women with oil, you know, in their house.
Yep.
Two different
yep
ones. They were in a famine situation, but because they were able to follow simple instructions, and I was talking about this a little bit on Facebook today, being able to follow a plan. You talked about a plan. Having a relational plan is amazing for life. You know, how you're going to relate not just to other people, but how are you going to relate with yourself? How are you going to relate to God? A relational vision is important, you know, but you've got to have a vision, because if you don't have a vision, then you'll perish. And where does the vision come from? Again, it comes from God, because Joseph didn't just, you know, create something out of thin air. There was a dream that was had, and he was able to interpret that dream, but not only interpret it, but to give instructions about those matters. You know, I'm not only going to interpret and tell you what this dream means, but I have prophetic insight into what needs to be done to prevent this thing from going a different way. You know what I'm saying? But no
absolutely
matter where you are, a way of escape has been made for you. A plan of God has been made for you to come into the fullness of what God is talking about. Remember, the children of Israel came out of Egypt, out of that famine situation, out of that broken place, into a wealthy place. So it just doesn't matter what
absolutely
side of the coin that you're on in this season. Go ahead, Apostle.
Yeah, and so many people think about Egypt. They think of Egypt as a place of, you know, that's where the slaves came out of. You know, that's where the problem was. Well, and so they have a lot of people, you know, in church circles have a negative mindset about Egypt. You got to understand, Egypt is not a, and they read, you know, they hear Revelation, they see, and you hear the, you know, phrase Sodom and Egypt, and, you know, figuratively Sodom and Egypt, and they automatically
right
say, well, Egypt is a bad place. No,
right,
Egypt was where the Lord sent Joseph in order to preserve the lineage of Abraham. I mean, that's
absolutely.
And when Jesus was being persecuted, where was Joseph instructed to take him and Mary? To Egypt.
To Egypt.
You know?
Absolutely.
So Egypt is
yeah, so
a place
it's not a
of
negative
protection
place, but it can become. It can become
but
that.
If
because it's a place that's a strong place. It's
exactly
a place of resources.
So what we have to understand is I can go to that place of refuge, go to that place of strength, that place of abundance, but if I end up becoming lazy and sitting there, it could eventually
oh,
turn
God
into my own slavery. Because I'll end up being
absolutely
it. I mean, it took 400 years, and
that's
they,
exactly what happened.
You know, it wasn't like the children of Israel. I mean, you're talking about Joseph being second only to Pharaoh, and 400
second
years later,
mm-hmm,
the entire nation is in slavery. So something changed. They were not,
mm-hmm,
you know, they were not slaves when Joseph was second only to. In fact, his, you know, when they found out he had brothers and sister, you know, his father and mother were there, and
mm-hmm
everybody, you know, they
mm-hmm
were the Pharaoh was like, hey, bring them up. They're, you know, they're royalty now. You know, you're in. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean,
mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm
a different situation. We've got to change our mindsets. But the bottom line is there was a plan, like you just said. There was prophetic insight. There wasn't just a prophetic word and interpretation. And I love that. I've always loved that word
mm-hmm
that Joseph, when he goes in and he interprets the dreams for the Pharaoh, he says, the two dreams are one. And because you've gotten two dreams, two separate dreams, this
mm-hmm
dream is going to happen. It's established. It's going
mm-hmm
to happen. And so
mm-hmm
what he gave
those
him was,
are witnesses,
look,
one of the other. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And he said, this is the, you know, here's the instruction for this because it's going to happen. And I submit to the people of God that are listening to this broadcast or will listen. It's going to happen. We're going to have 7 years of prosperity, and then we're going to have 7 years of famine. And so you can either be
mm-hmm
the one that is by the gifts and talents of God and the leading of the Spirit, you can
mm-hmm
store up and have things ready. And then when the 7 years
mm-hmm
of famine come, the Lord will send multiple people your way, and you will gain
mm-hmm
even more from that. And you
that's right.
And above all, I have to say we're going to gain souls, because you're going to have so many people that are coming
Absolutely.
To you out of necessity, and you're going to be able to minister to them, and that's the most important thing out of all of this. But when,
Absolutely.
When that seven
Absolutely.
Years of famine is up, you're going to be still in a place of blessing. Even through the famine, you're going to be in a place of blessing, because you're going to
mm-hmm.
be blessed to be a blessing. And then
mm-hmm.
there's the other side of the coin where you're not paying attention, you're not looking at this, and this thing has already been established, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to be one of the people that's going to somebody that paid attention, and you're going to be
that's right.
having to sell off this and get rid of that and do this just to survive. And that's the last
mm-hmm.
thing we want to see for the people of God. We need to be we're supposed to be the lenders, not the borrowers, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God,
and you know
God's
going
to turn that all around. Yeah.
He is. And this is that time. This is the moment. This is now. This is the season
yeah.
of now. It's happening right now. And I've been getting so many prophetic words over the last couple of weeks. It's just been amazing. And how everybody's words are just lining up one on the other. And just, you know, like it's almost like God is sending a battle of words for the next prophet to outdo the last prophet. It's just so crazy. The last prophet will say this, and then the next one will add on, and then the other one will come back and say, and another thing, you know. It's just
and another
an amazing
thing.
Time. And another thing. And it's
yeah.
all stuff that I'm very familiar with, but it's got more articulation. It's better articulated in this season, because a lot of times people don't understand that when a word is released, it's released in seed form. And so that thing has to, first of all, be received. It has to be accepted. We talked about this some weeks ago, the importance of being able to be in a position to receive the word, to know that when you perceive that it is the word of the Lord, that it's a word of God, you need to put yourself in a position for reception. So you're either like Mary, and my mother and I were laughing about this the other day. She heard some things. She's like, I'm just going to ponder those things in my heart. She began,
right.
Mary began to say, be it unto me, you know, as you said it.
Yeah.
Samuel's another. He said, listen, Eli sent him back. Hold on, grandson. Eli sent him back, and he said, listen, when you hear it again, I need you to say, yes, Lord, your servant hears. You know, that's that place that you need to be in. You need to be open, and you need to be ready. One of the things I want to bring up Samuel for, too, is because we're not just talking about a famine of food in this season, but there is a preparation for a famine of the word of God in this season. I promise you it is, because I've been sensing myself pulling back. Even with this 30-minute broadcast,
mm-hmm.
how God is using, how he started there, and I've just been sensing that. And I'm not the only person that's been saying that. After I sensed that, I begin to hear other leaders talking about that thing. And I'm like, God is really doing this. He's really pulling us back some from some
yeah.
things, because people have gotten so comfortable with just hearing. You know, they can hear on every turn. They can hear, and they're hearing, and there's a lot going on. But are they really hearing it? Are they just, you know, are they really inclining their ears? Are they really hearkening to the word of the Lord in this season? Amos says it like this. He says, the days are coming, declares the sovereign God, when one will send a famine, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the words of God. You know, and we've been there before,
yeah.
and things are really a big cycle. And when Samuel was coming into his place, when he was coming into his anointing and his authority in that season, the Bible declares that the word of the Lord was rare in that time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was rare.
Yep.
Eli wasn't hearing anymore. God was speaking to a child. Are you
yeah,
hearing what I'm
absolutely.
Saying? And so we're in that season. We're coming into that season again. And where people have gotten so complacent, and it's so easy for them to hear a word, and it's so easy for them to brush something off. You know, God says something to you, and you're just brushing it off. Okay, you go ahead and brush it off, because there's going to come a time when you're going to be hungry, and you're going to be trying to figure out where you can hear a word. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why it's important, and I
yep.
keep stating the fact that you got to be connected in this season. You got to allow God to divinely connect you to your tribe, to whomever it is that God has called you to, so that you can begin to store up, save up, and share. You know, we've talked about this over the months, that storing up, that saving up, that sharing, and that sowing. It takes all of that, you know, to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And God is taking his people to a place of perpetuity. But those that are not paying attention to all of the signs, those that are not hearing the word of the Lord regarding this feast or famine matter, regarding what we need to do right now in this season
mm-hmm.
to prepare ourselves for what God is calling us to. The women with the oil. I mean, come on. We're talking about oil across the board tonight. We've got three different oil stories here. We've got the two women that had oil, the one whose sons were going to be sold off if she didn't pay the debt, the one who said, we're going to bake this cake and die, and then the five foolish and the five wise virgins. All of it required
right.
oil. It required them to possess
mm-hmm.
something, to have something. And when you have something, you're ahead of the game. The two women with the oil, they, you know, nothing but oil in the house, you know, just oil, you know. What did Elijah ask the woman? He said, what do you have in your house? And she was like, nothing. Well, I mean, I guess
nothing.
I got some oil. I mean, just oil. You know, don't discount what you possess in this season. You know, don't put yourself in a position where you're waiting on God to do something because you feel like you're in a famine place. The famine is just for you to get up and do something. You know, the famine is just for you to get up and get in the presence of God so you can hear and say, what direction do I need to be going? Which way is it? Which way is the feast? Where am I supposed to be headed? Go ahead, Apostle.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, what are we doing? What are we preparing for? You know, you just said it again, and it just, it's such a now word, a prophetic word right now. What do you have in your house? What do you have in your hand?
What's in your hand? What's in your house?
And so many, many people, we're sitting back and we're waiting for something else to happen. If I could just do this, if I could just do that, if I could just do
right.
What do you have in your hand? There are times when I'm out on the job site and I say, you know what, I really don't want to be out here doing some of this work the way that I'm doing it. I don't, you know, I've got other things, other ambitions, other things, visions and destinies that I want to do. But right now, at this moment, this is what's in front of me, and I'm going
to
do it with all my heart.
That's
what I'm called to, and that's what I'm going to do, because it's not always going to be like this. It's not always going to be at this level. And I need to push through and persevere with what's in front of me, and I can get to that next level. I can get to that place.
Absolutely.
And
there
so
is another phase. There's another phase, but you got to follow through on the phase you're on.
Exactly. Is it the stick in your hand? Is it the oil in your house? What is in front of you, and what season are you in, and how are you approaching it? That's what the Lord's asking everybody, saying, okay, what are you going to do with what I've given you? Not what are you going to do with what you think I should give you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He gave one person 10 talents, another person 5 talents,
I was
another
just
person
going
one
there.
Talent.
That's right.
And the person with the single talent, what did they do? They buried it in the ground. Well, there's
buried
a lot of people burying their talent in the ground, and they're not learning from it, and they're not realizing, hey, I need to get up and put this talent to work somewhere, somehow.
Absolutely.
You know,
this thing needs
to
work
if I
for
just
me.
Had it, well, if he'd have just given me this other talent, then I would be doing such and such and such and such. Well, you know what? Maybe you need to put that one talent to work, and when you get a return on that talent that you can present to the master, then he will say, okay, I'm going to add to you. Because remember the one guy that didn't do anything
he
with
said,
the
well
talent?
Done.
He said, I'm going to take
that
talent and give it to the guy who has 10. He says, he already
that's
has
right.
10. He's like, yep, now he's got another one.
And listen.
So the guy, so.
And that goes back to, that goes back to that hearing and seeing thing that the Father has been talking about so intentionally and so intensively, being careful how you hear, you know, watching what you see, because what you have, if you have it, more will be given. But if you don't have what's been given to you, meaning you have not put into practice, you have not used and utilized the thing that God has already given you, then even what you think you have will be taken away. It's the same. It's along the same line as the talent. Same concept.
Absolutely.
He's looking for a return on his investment, and what he's invested in us, now he's coming for that return. You know, he's coming for that return in this season, and it just is where it is. And so we've got to decide what side of the fence we're going to be on, where we're going to be at, you know. And if you have not made that decision tonight and you are seeing and hearing and sensing, hey, grandson, and you are sensing that God is calling you to another dimension of relationship, it's not faith for family, y'all. Look, I'm telling you, it's not faith for family tonight. You're sensing that God is calling you to another dimension in the relationship. You're going to have to respond to that so that you can go into that dimension with confidence, knowing that God has you, you know, has your back. You don't have to take thought when you're doing it his way. When you're doing it your way, you're always concerned about how ends are going to get met, how this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Is it going to work out? You're always questioning that. If it's going to work out. But when it's his plan, when it's his work, when it's his vision, you can trust that it's him doing the work. All you have to do is yield. So listen, we're excited to be here with you tonight. We love you so much. We appreciate this time that we share with you. Don't we, Apostle Jeremy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, we've got conferences coming up, and we're going to share those things. Absolutely. We're going to share those things with you. We've got a youth conference and young adult conference coming up in September, I believe the 15th and the 16th, Resurgence, and we'll tell you more about that in the coming weeks. Also, we've got a leadership conference that's coming up, Transformers, I believe it is, and we're going to tell you more about that shortly. That's going to be in October, and so we'll tell you about that, I believe, the 5th and 6th. So plan, save those dates, and tune your ear to what we're doing in this season, because I don't care where you are in the U.S. or outside the country, wherever you are, you need to let us know you want to come, and you're going to make arrangements, because you need to be at these conferences. Young adults, you need to be where we are, and leadership, you need to be where we are when we have that leadership conference. It's going to be amazing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We appreciate
amazing.
You. We love you. And until the next time we come together, we want you to know that you're blessed, and we don't want you to forget it. We love you. Tell them you love them, Apostle Jeremy.
I love you all. Speak blessings over you and empowerment to know who you are in Christ.
Absolutely. We love you now.